the Miami Hurricanes overcame a sluggish start to dominate the Syracuse Orange with a 38-10 victory, maintaining their college football playoff aspirations. Initially, Miami's offense struggled, failing to cross midfield on their first four drives, which all ended in punts. However, the tide turned on their final drive of the half, where they executed a five-play, 90-yard drive capped off by true freshman Malachi Toney throwing a 14-yard touchdown pass to quarterback Carson Beck. This pivotal moment shifted the momentum for Miami as they entered halftime with a 14-0 lead, thanks also to a pair of defensive turnovers, including a fumble recovery and an interception return for a touchdown by Keyondi Scott just before the break, as reported by the Miami Herald. The Hurricanes' defense was a key highlight of the game, recording a season-high 7 sacks and 11 tackles for loss against Syracuse's offense. Defensive back Jacoby Thomas made a notable impact, securing his second interception of the season, which came after a ball bounced off the intended receiver's hands. He humorously admitted post-game that he initially thought the play was dead, saying, "I didn't know I caught it." Miami's defense limited Syracuse to just 285 total yards and 10 points, showcasing their strength under new defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman, who emphasized the importance of communication and intensity following a disappointing performance the previous week. Offensively, quarterback Carson Beck had a strong outing, completing 18 of 24 passes for 247 yards and reaching 10,000 career passing yards, joining only one other active quarterback at the FBS level to achieve this milestone. Miami's rushing attack was diversified, with the absence of starting running back Mark Fletcher Jr. leading to a committee approach that saw Gerard Pringle Jr. lead with 55 rushing yards and a touchdown. Additionally, offensive lineman Francis Maugoa made history with a 3-yard rushing touchdown, marking the first score by a Miami offensive lineman since 2015. The Hurricanes' victory pushed their record to 7-2 overall and 3-2 in the ACC, keeping them in contention for a potential playoff berth as they prepare for their final home game against NC State. Meanwhile, Syracuse fell to 3-7 and continued their losing streak, illustrating the stark contrast in fortunes for both programs as Miami looks to close out the season strong, as detailed by multiple reports from the Miami Herald. Miami's ability to shake off a slow start and dominate in the second half speaks volumes about their resilience and potential as they aim for the postseason.